This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony and crew. I'm actually calling from outside of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. This is my first time calling. I am a huge fan. I've been listening to you guys for pretty much the entirety of COVID, and I always get freaked out, but I feel like it is an addiction and I can't stop. It's not a bad addiction to have. So anyhow, I wanted to tell you guys a couple of experiences that I've had, not me personally, but that family members have had. I feel like I'm like you, Tony, where on a scale of 1 to 10, from being, you know, not sensitive to very sensitive, I'm probably in the lower end, 1 and 2, maybe 3. But my mom, who is very, very sensitive, has had many experiences. And I feel like maybe because of the adrenaline rush of hearing about ghost stories, or just my sheer interest in it, I feel like maybe that might make me more sensitive. But really, I've never had any sort of experiences myself. So we're actually going to talk about my dad's condo. Quite a few years ago, my dad was living with my sister and my brother at his condo, and they started telling me about weird happenings that were going on over there. And I hadn't experienced anything there. I've slept there by myself. I've, you know, visited when they weren't there, waiting for them to return home, and nothing has happened. But there was one instance when my sister was sleeping and she started hearing somebody crying. Mind you, her window was open. However, it was in the middle of the night, and it sounded like somebody was within her bedroom crying. And she was so freaked out, she didn't open her eyes, didn't look around, and just forced herself to fall asleep. And so with that being said, like, I think within the same week or so, she had told us that in my dad's room, he came home one day and the curtains were completely pulled off of his wall. The nails, screws, whatever he had reinforcing the curtains up there, everything was pulled off as though somebody yanked it. And he had said that there is a little girl ghost there. So, obviously, my dad has some sensitivities as well. He said there was a little ghost girl there, and he prayed for her to cross over and, you know, go to the light, so to speak. I'm not sure what, you know, she wasn't really tormenting them, or I don't believe it was really a bad energy, but she was there. So that's that story. Another incident, I lived outside of town and it was Boxing Day. And my brother had called me in a panic and he was freaking out. And I asked him what happened. He said, I'm in the hallway of the condo. I still have shampoo in my hair. I am in a towel. Something is in the house. And mind you, I'm coming for brunch. So it is during the day. It is like early, not really early morning, but close to mid morning. And he is literally, when I arrived, he was standing outside of the door and would not go back in until I came inside with him so he could, of course, finish his shower. We went inside. I even went into the bathroom with him. He went into the shower and he said that he was here, like he heard banging. He was just so freaked out. He couldn't really explain what the noise was, but it was so distinct and it was so close to him, as though somebody was in the bathroom with him. Now, the last story I have for this phone call is my sister and my brother and my dad, nobody was home. And when they had left the house, everything was fine. Nothing, you know, abnormal or freaky happened. They came home and one of them went up to the bathroom and literally all the shampoo bottles, all of the body wash bottles, whatever was in the was on like the organizing shelves within the tub and shower area, everything was thrown within the tub. So the tub was full of all of their toiletries. And like I said, they didn't feel anything malicious or with ill intent. However, all of these random things were going on, and it freaked them the heck out. And it's, you know, I am so afraid of the paranormal, but I have this huge addiction to wanting to watch scary things, wanting to know all of these scary stories. So I listen so attentively, and then I think about it at night, and I freak myself out, and I'm a mom, and I have, like, I'm married, my husband thinks I'm crazy, but it's just one of those things. Anyways, hope you guys like my stories. I'll call in with other stories as I think about them. I love your show. I think you guys are absolutely awesome. You've gotten me through COVID and all of the, you know, pandemic frustrations. And I never thought that I would say something related to the paranormal would be a good thing for me, because I'm a chicken shit. But I just wanted to say a huge thank you. And I love you, Carol. I think you are hilarious. And all of you, the entire group, you guys are so awesome. Take care and be safe.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.